Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the man that opened the seat that I now am able to currently sit in, Josh Vernier, now a 610 Sports host of Show and Vern, 10 to 2 middays on 610 Sports. Josh, appreciate the time, man, and welcome back to the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, always nice to be back. What's going on, boys?
Well, who the hell is Show? Who is your brother? How you get a name like that?
Yeah, he is.
Would you call him Show?
I mean, I call him Ron, but on the air, he's. I mean,
What's his name?
What does GE stand for?
Oh, you know, good every time, cuz. Come on, man. Good
every time.
What do you think it stands for, man? What the hell? Show.
Haven't changed at all, Josh, as you can tell, man. We're glad that we got you on, Josh, because the excitement level has to be ramping up down in KC. AFC title game.
Leroy, come talk to Vern.
At Arrowhead this week. Leroy finally leaping back into the studios here. Vern, what's the excitement level down there for Chiefs fans? Been a long time since they've been in this spot.
Yeah, man. I mean, last time the Chiefs played in an AFC title game, Montana was their quarterback. It's the biggest game that Arrowhead Stadium's ever held. It's never been home to an AFC title game. So this is as geeked out as this city's ever been about the NFL. I mean, dating back to Len Dawson in 1969. But, no, I mean, you know what the NFL is now, and it's you got a 23-year-old superstar at quarterback, a 24-year-old freak at wide receiver, and the best tight end in the game. They're oddly confident knowing that they're about to take on the GOAT.
I heard all you just said.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because after listening to Vernier describe the hype around this game in Kansas City, and it's the biggest game ever at Arrowhead, man, this is a prime choke job by Andy Reid and this Chiefs team if I've ever heard of all my life.
Patrick Mahomes,
this just sets up for Belichick to come in and take the candy and leave town. Go bye-bye.
Hey, I'm not saying you're wrong. Andy Reid's never had the quarterback.
He's
like
never
this.
Had Patrick Mahomes. Right.
And he's never had – I mean, Tyreek Hill, I think, is the biggest freak we've seen since Randy Moss. So he's got both of them, a guy that nobody can keep up with and a quarterback that can throw it 75 yards in the air. Look, the first half of the game, I would think Belichick will flex and take away Travis Kelce likely, but – look, for as great as Bill Belichick is as a defensive mind, which is likely the greatest of all time, you know, Andy's got to be a top five offensive mind as well. So I'm interested at the halftime adjustments. I think whatever happens in the first half, you throw it out. Second half's going to be a completely different game.
Hey, who called the plays there, Vern?
Andy.
Because I see that. Is that Bieniemy?
Yeah, Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, I see him with the card up to his face. I'm trying to figure out, is he calling plays or is Andy calling?
He relays it. What's the difference?
What's the chain there, Vern?
Oh, man.
What's the chain of command?
Bieniemy has one more year here. He'll be a head coach by the start of 2020. But then they got Matt Kafka. Remember that old Northwestern quarterback?
Yeah.
He's their quarterback's coach, so he'll step right in. I mean, you know, it's Nagy a year ago. It's Doug Peterson 2 years ago. I think a quarter of the league, 8-9 coaches around the NFL are from the Andy Reid tree. So Bieniemy is just getting knocked because he was a running back. But this dude's been a coach for 18 years. I was not surprised, sadly, but, you know, saddened that he didn't get a job. He deserves it.
Yeah, to me, Vern, it's about the defense. I think if the defense plays well, they've been in shootouts before. They lost to New England 43-40 or something like that. They were in a shootout. All they needed to do was just stop Tom Brady once or twice, and they win that game going away. So if the defense can play like they've been playing as of late, then I do expect for Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl. It'll be the second time Andy Reid has done it. He did it in Jacksonville, took that Philadelphia team down there when, you know, T.O. came back, had 9 catches for over 100 yards. But to me, it's all about playing for your coach. People love Andy Reid. I know a lot of people think, well, what Steve said is true and all that choke stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. his teams are available. And I think if the defense plays well, you will see Kansas City going to the Super Bowl.
You're right about the players and the coaching staff, man. They'll lay down in traffic for Andy Reid. They love that dude. And as far as the defense, though, I think what you saw last week against Indianapolis was a farce. T.Y. Hilton was banged up, and Andrew Luck just played poorly. The Chiefs' secondary is awful. And yeah, they're likely to have Eric Berry back there at safety, but he's got a bone spur in his right near his Achilles, so he's going to have pain shooting through that leg all game. So, look, defensively, it comes down to 55 and 95. Dee Ford and Chris Jones, either they get in Tom Brady's face or else it's going to be another 43-40 game coming up on Sunday. The defense is pass rush. Get to him quickly because that secondary can't hold up.
Hey, Vern. Oh, sorry, Steve.
Go ahead.
Vern, why does it matter who y'all have at running back? They do well. I don't get it. Is it plug and play? These Williams kids, it doesn't matter who it is. And it seemed like to me they survived the Kareem Hunt thing. They survived that. And
yeah,
these
man,
guys
I'm
are
shocked
just playing.
By that because Kareem had that dog in him, too. I mean, I look, he's obviously an SOB for putting his hands on a woman. But, I mean, we're talking between the lines. That's a dude that, hey, you don't want to see him go to Chicago, I'll tell you that right now. As far as the Williams kids, that to me is...
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
What did he just say?
No,
you
yeah.
You don't want to see him go to Chicago.
Very right.
Who goes to
Chicago?
Kareem
Hunt.
How he going to go to Chicago?
Matt Nagy.
You know something we don't know?
It's been talked about.
Part of that, dude.
You know something we don't know?
Well, I know Matt Nagy wasn't again. He was asked about Kareem Hunt last week, and he wouldn't dismiss the idea. He
correct.
Was, I don't know if he was pro Kareem Hunt, but he's about giving the kid a second chance, and you know he's going to be in the league next year.
Well, Steve already knew that, but I didn't. So thanks for breaking it.
Yeah,
everybody else knew it too. If you could read.
You don't know. Just keep opening your mail, man.
It's been reports.
And as far as the running game is concerned, that's just Andy
just keep
teaming it up.
Open
and then defense is worried about Tyreek and Travis Kelce and not paying much mind to the running game.
What about Gronkowski? Man only had one target last week for the Patriots.
Man, Gronkowski looks like Frankenstein's monster.
Oh.
It's a wrap for 87.
Don't say that, Vern. No, he's going to wake up in Kansas City.
It's going to be 5 degrees, so that's his type of weather.
Yeah.
Man, him and that grizzly bear Antonio Gates should both walk into the sunset this offseason.
San Diego won't let Antonio Gates walk into the sunset any season, regardless of what happens. Vern,
Gronk can make one big play.
Yes.
So, I mean, shoot, I'm not acting like you don't need to worry about him. He's still a horse, but I don't think he has a 100-yard game in him anymore.
So does James White concern you then in that offense?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, James White, Sony Michel, that's how the Patriots win in my mind because they can just dominate time of possession and just paper cut the Chiefs' defense to death, keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline, and, Brady's going to execute the game plan flawlessly. And White and Michel don't seem to make too many mistakes protecting that ball either. Yet that I think is what scares most people around these parts.
But is there a confidence that Chiefs fans are exuding this week, or is it a little bit fearful with the number 12 reigning greatest quarterback of all time walking through that door?
It's the same confidence that Packer fans have been lucky enough to have for 25 years where, man, as long as we got 4 or as long as we got 12, we got a chance. That's how they feel about Mahomes. As long as that kid suits up, they enter the stadium thinking that their team's better because of him.
Let me ask you this. If, and this all comes down to the end, and it's Kansas City, it's New England, it's a tie game, 2 minutes left, do you trust Mahomes?
Oh, yeah. I do, man. Look, you know what I've thought of a lot this year is I remember right after Rodgers' first year of really being the guy, I remember you saying, he's going to win MVPs, he's going to win the Super Bowl, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and I remember thinking you were an idiot. But how the hell can you tell? Man, that's how I feel about this kid. Like, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. He's a great teammate. As far as keeping everyone involved, I think a lot of that goes back to being inside a Major League Baseball clubhouse and learning how to talk to another man. and treat him like a man, treat him with respect, but also be a leader at the same time. The arm is, you know, that's Rodgers, Favre kind of strength in that arm. He can move as well. He's a nerd as far as diagnosing defenses and hitting the film room. He has it all. I mean, the only
he had the pedigree. He was born for this, Vern. He was brought up as a little kid to be in this moment, and I think he takes him to the Super Bowl. I have a lot of confidence in Mahomes. And not only that, you know, the people who passed up on him in fantasy that's the reason why those teams didn't make it in the fantasy Super Bowl, because of this guy. And I think you think he can throw the ball in the weather, because I think it's supposed to be really cold there.
He's got an arm.
It didn't seem to bother him grasping onto the ball or whatever. But I just hope that – and number 50 has to step up, of course. But it is about the quarterback, and I expect him to be MVP at the same time.
And you guys know what it is, especially with a great offensive mind, those first 15 from Andy Reid that you see on Sunday. I mean, I honestly think Andy's been prepping for this game since he left Philadelphia. He's finally got the quarterback that he's always dreamt of. I think, Philly had everybody hit the ceiling after the Super Bowl. I think Andy has about four or five of those ready to go for Sunday.
Andy Reid's waited a long time for it, man, and Patrick Mahomes just might be the reason why that guy is able to get himself into the Hall of Fame. Last thing for you, Vern, you did talk about Kareem Hunt. It's something that I wanted to talk to you about with Tyreek Hill and Andy Reid. There's a story I read, I can't remember if it was at The Athletic or on ESPN, talking about the second chances that Andy Reid has given dudes in his entire career. Just what has that done for that locker room, knowing what Andy Reid is, like you said, to a man and commanding the respect of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest second chance right now on this team was Tyreek Hill. He, put his hands on his pregnant fiance when they were in college, and he's been a model citizen ever since. But a lot of teams were leery about bringing him in. Andy took a chance on him. Look, I think what most players that I've spoken with, what they love about Andy Reid is, you know, he addresses you as if you're an equal.
Yeah.
He makes it pretty obvious what he expects of you, and he is always going to take the blame for everything. I don't care. I mean, McCarthy was a lot like that, too. I don't care how much his player screwed up. Reid was always going to say, that was on me. Coaches, players alike, Andy's taking the blame for everything. So, look, when you have accountability and you're treated like a man, I think that's all any athlete could ask for.
Josh, appreciate the time as always, man. Good luck to those Chiefs, and hopefully I'm able to place a wager on the Kansas City Chiefs when I get out to Vegas in a couple of weeks. And you set a standard in this seat.
You set a standard
in this seat, man. I hope to live up to it. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Vern,
don't live up to when you're out there in Vegas, because God knows I used to have to fool.
Vern, you didn't get married, did you?
No, not yet.
The boys told me you got married or engaged or something. I think they set me up.
That's just because they're running their mouths, man.
I know. Dude, I don't believe nothing.
You didn't hear about the little one, Leroy?
No, what little one?
Yes. You didn't hear about that?
These boys clucking like chickens.
Hey, but you know what? But you know what, though, Leroy? We should invite Vern to the party, up to the Lambeau Field.
Yeah, we may need to do that. Yeah. Well, hey, look in your mail. We got an invitation for you.
What do you mean we may have to?
Well, we got you. I'm getting married in May. We're going to send you an invitation.
Yeah, but you got to pay for the tickets.
Man.
You got to pay for
I'll be there.
Josh, you have to pay for the tickets to get in, though.
Yeah, he want to eat, right?
He's selling tickets.
You're paying for your
I'm not even joking. Leroy's selling tickets to his wedding.
It's not selling tickets. People paying for their own food. I can't pay for y'all food. Y'all want to come or not?
That man can't pay for you.
Yeah,
food,
I ain't got no money. I'm dead, bro. If you want to eat now, if you don't want to eat, you can come stand up and look through the window. If you want to eat. If you want to eat, everybody does. You got to pay. I'm sorry. Vern, I got you, though. You ain't going to have to pay.
No,
he's
good.
Yeah. I appreciate
it. Yeah, we put him on the list, Roy. We got to put him on the list.
He's always on the list when he comes to
thanks a
Wendy's
lot,
Big
Vern.
Show party.
Yeah.
Vern, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too, funny.
Thank you.
Bro. Yeah, you funny.
There's Josh Vern, your 610 Sports Show, and Vern.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.